Sharp's apartment building, and you mentioned that they had a problem with you and your friends. What kind of friends were coming over to your apartment that would cause a management company to threaten to throw you out?
Well, they were primarily the music groups that Frank was getting involved with, and hippie types. I know exactly what they were going for, but there's not a Article 1 of the Constitution, freedom of speech. I just, you know, I'll sit there and I'll defend the Fifth Amendment to my heart's content. And they can't throw you out of your flat for having weird guests there.
But you were just having fun and conversation
That's
in your
right.
flat.
That's right. Just... There was no active use of drugs in my flat. Not while I was there, anyway. And I let anyone else answer for themselves, you know. But that was... I was never into the drug scene. I just didn't get into that. Back in those days, the worst I did was drink. And it's been a long time since I did any of that.
Oh. Cleaned up everything, huh?
Yeah. So, any other active questions that'll take 2 or 3 minutes to answer?
Well, you were mentioning there were many houses of prostitution along the area that you were living in.
None also. That I frequented.
But you knew they were there.
Yeah, of course, everyone knew. There.
Everyone knew.
No. Everyone I knew. That doesn't mean that everyone knew. My mother didn't. She wouldn't have really been very happy if she had known.
Well, I had read something that the same way you're talking about how easy to get to work, saying in the from even the 40s on that the apartments there, a lot of the secretarial and clerical staff lived there. And
the Georgia Tech students, Bill says, reported that, what was the name of the restaurant?
Al's Corral.
Al's Corral was where all the secretaries, it was where you picked people up. If you didn't want to go pay, you came to Al's Corral and met somebody.
Which was at the corner of 6th
and Juniper. Yeah.
Well, it also mentioned, alluded to the fact that some of those secretaries had, shall we say, second jobs of taking in callers to help pay the rent.
The lady upstairs, she was a full-time mistress 24/7 to 5 different people that I knew of.
That's a heavy scheduling.
Hey, it probably was the death of her, you know. Because most of them were paying her for full time, and she was getting this from 5 different people. So, she was busy.
Says